Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is the ABCs of RPGs, books and coloring for adults and kids. And I have the masterminds behind this wonderful project. I have Ivan and Kablov with me today. How's it going, guys?
It's going beautiful.
It's so fantastic.
Oh, well, it's even more fantastic that now you are here with me.
I know. We get to talk about kids and coloring. So.
I know. What could be better than that? Oh. Exactly. And then just
grown-ups and coloring.
There's that.
Well, that's like a new popular thing.
I was
going
to say,
have
you read the recent? There's actually a lot of articles covering like adult coloring books right now. But
yeah, it's like super popular, and I've noticed a lot of even like geeky companies like Marvel and DC are like starting to build their own adult coloring books.
Yeah.
For
I was at Barnes and Noble's with the Boo the other day, and I literally saw a Harry Potter adult coloring book.
Oh yeah,
they've got like three of them. It's crazy,
amazing. Yeah, and the art's and it's beautiful. Like they've got.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
And I guess
it's intricate. It's really, really sort of like grown-ups are sort of like realizing or re-realizing, I guess, that it's really wonderful and fun and therapeutic.
therapeutic is the word, because actually there's a lot of articles out there be like, if you're stressing out or anything,
go color.
Why don't you go color?
Yeah, go color.
And everyone's like, okay.
And Cassandra, who is the better side of my genetic code right here with my little guy, she's got this cool app that allows you to color just on your phone or tablet, and you just tap a color and then you tap it, you know.
Oh, you just go for it.
Yeah, so yeah. It's even kind of spreading into a digital environment a little bit, which is something that, you know, if we reach a certain stretch goal in our campaign, we'd love to be able to incorporate something like that.
Nice.
That would be hella ambitious. We'd love that.
It's super ambitious, but you know, it's because it's not like, you know, it's not like apps are, you know, a dime a dozen and super cheap to make.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it is. It takes like how much could an app cost? Like $10?
Yeah, it's easy. You mean super. A coder salaries is pretty much like I can go anywhere and just and pick up a coder. You know.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Totally. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you guys and a little bit about maybe like Hunter Books.
Okay.
Ivan, go for it.
Sure. So Hunter's Books is my publishing company. We actually make role-playing games, and we've been very well known for a product called Outbreak Undead, which was a zombie survival simulation RPG that came out about 5 years ago. But this is kind of our first foray into children's books. And what kind of happened is I was working on an article for Geek and Sundry, who I do some consulting work with, and
well, that's cool in itself.
Yeah,
right there,
super fun. Like I do Twitch hosting with them twice a week, and I work on a lot of their board game stuff. But I was writing this expose of like how to get into role playing games, you know.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening is it ended up being so long winded and convoluted that I, as an exercise, I just said screw it. You know, I'm going to just write the literal ABCs of RPGs, and I submitted that to the editor in chief. As well as my next draft, and he was like, he didn't even look at the next draft. He was like, oh, this ABCs of RPGs thing's really cool. You should make a children's book about it. And I said, you know what? That's a really good idea.
I'll do that.
And then, as if serendipity itself smiled upon us, that was around the time in which Kablov put out his Inktober.
That's right.
You know, and you know.
See, I'd been milling around the same idea for a long time. I was like trying. I had recently become a father a couple of years ago, and I was trying to think of ways that I could marry the act of being a dad with my insanely nerdy brain. And
yeah.
And I came up with this sort of like, oh, I'll just make up an ABCs of Dungeons and Dragons monsters. And it was only after I sort of began it this past October that I realized it was not a new idea. Other people had done it, but the way I wanted to approach it was to sort of like have to illustrate kids, you know, having fun with D&D monsters like they were pals or pets or something like that. and to sort of illustrate the sort of fun, whimsical side of role playing, of playing pretend, of, you know, the theater of the mind, which is sort of like where all this comes from.
And yeah, embrace your imagination.
Exactly, and that really sort of struck a chord. It kind of went a little bit viral on places like Reddit and Imgur and places like that, and I'm pretty sure I'm mispronouncing that.
That's
okay, you know.
Imgur? Yeah, it's like GIF, you know. Right. That's the right way to say it if you don't say it that way. You're wrong. yeah, and then Ivan found that, and we got in touch with each other, and he touched me, and I touched him, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, there was a lot of touching. And now we have a book. Yeah. We have not only a book, nice. But we have an activity book now, you know?
Yeah, the activity book was sort of is most of the coloring stuff. I sort of revamped some of my illustrations to make, you know, more space in it for coloring, and then lots of other stuff as well, like, you know, the lich here is looking for a new helmet. Draw him a helmet.
Draw his helmet. Or and, my favorite is awesome. The kobold paper doll, where literally you can dress up your kobold into whatever kind of fun and interesting gear that he has, you know.
But then Ivan's awesome. Brainchild was the kid's book itself, which has, you know, these beautiful little rhymed couplets with each individual letter. It was really, really fun.
And your art complimenting it. So it's kind of great because we knew we had something amazing here, and we knew that we had created something that was different and unique, but we didn't really know where it was going to go until we threw it up on Kickstarter, because, you know, that's what all the cool kids do.
That's right. That's the hip thing to do nowadays.
It's true. And, you know, throw it out on the test market. And, yeah, so far we've been getting some great response. We funded in less than 24 hours. Yeah.
I know. It's exciting. So as of today, I mean, you guys still have 19 days left to go on your Kickstarter.
Yep.
And you're over 200% funded. So, or... over 200%. So, and you've reached a bunch of your stretch goals already. So, congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I know.
Thank you very much.
We didn't obviously know when it was going to, where it was going to go, or how it was going to hit, but the good news is that it's going to happen. So, it's just about how much cool stuff do we want to make happen after that. And
yeah.
At this point, we're about $500 away from our sing-along songs. So,
I know.
So, you know.
It's about like, how many things can we incorporate that people of all ages, kids of all ages, I really should say,
right,
would enjoy along with their activity books and fun little A to Z's.
Yeah. Well, my kids love to read, color, and sing. So, I mean,
and I love to sing, color, and read, you know.
I know. Me too.
Wait
so
a minute.
We're all just a bunch of big kids.
It's true. I know.
So it's fun. We have an opportunity. We actually just announced our guest artist yesterday too. For people who are fans of Critical Role, we've actually got their dedicated artist, Wendy Green.
Oh,
who's
cool!
Who's
going to
now be doing? Yes, I know you like Wendy.
Hi, Phoenix. Sorry, didn't mean to be loud there.
No,
that's okay.
So Wendy has joined us as our guest artist, as well as Brian from d20monkey.com. And they're going to contribute a couple of pages because we basically unlocked 10 extra pages onto the activity book. And I wanted to take pity on Caleb and not have him 50 pages instead of 40.
I'm an artist, and if there's one thing artists hate to do, it's draw. So
it's more pages.
Yeah, that's the word. So I thank you so much, Ivan.
No, you're welcome.
That.
I'm glad that we can make it easier.
It's a load off.
It's super exciting. So we know, like you said, this is going to happen. I mean, you're funded and you're reaching those stretch goals. So when do you hope to have everything ready to go to backers? And do you guys plan on bringing it to regular retail?
Yeah. So the plan is right now we'd love, just like every other publishing company out there, Hunter's Books is going to have a presence at Gen Con this year, you know,
awesome.
Like they've had in years past. So our goal is to have the book kind of done and ready to show off at Gen Con. I'm going to be bringing samples of the pages to Gamma with me next month. to kind of start drumming up interest with retailers. But we've already had several retailers reach out to us and either ask, A, you know, can they get exclusives for backing early, or B, is it going to be through distribution? So I encourage retailers out there to reach out to me, because I'd like to be able to hook up people who believe in this project early, since they're probably not going to get the book until August. But if they reach out to me now, they should get it at the same time backers do, which means that they'll be about 3 months ahead of the curb compared to, like, standard distribution, you know.
Definitely.
So,
well, that's super exciting. I mean, just be able to, you know, the campaign will end, you know, towards the end of March, and then be able to have this book in your hand by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
That's
August
that's
is
really
our
awesome.
Goal. You know, we're going to do our best to try to deliver the books right around Gen Con-ish time. And if
yeah.
you backed it, we'd like to be able to encourage people to come to our booth to come pick up a copy. Like that kind
definitely.
Of
for the non-Gen and, Con literate, that means like around
yeah.
August.
Right.
There you
yeah.
go. And also, you know, our listeners are well informed that, you know, people, you need to understand that that's the tentative goal.
That's the tentative
and
goal, yeah.
Sometimes snafus happen or printing.
Yeah, and we've been pretty good. Like, we've done two other Kickstarters, and I can tell you we already have our printers lined up, so it's just about making sure that
good.
It's print ready before it hits those dates. And we certainly, Caleb and I both will not deal with imperfections, so we're not going to rush it at all.
No, we want to make definitely. It nice and pretty so that everybody will enjoy the books that are being
yes.
held in their sweet little hands.
And that's something that I could definitely appreciate. You know, I would much rather something come to me a little bit later, but have greater quality than have something rushed to me that I, you know, that's not the best that person could have done.
Right. One of the goals that I'm actually super excited about is at the 50K level, we want to make a little free library to bring with us to Gen Con, you know? And if you haven't,
yeah.
if you've been watching the campaign and reading about it while you're on this podcast, you'll see
which
that,
we encourage.
Yeah.
Totally.
The little free library is actually a very unique pledge goal that we kind of added in here because we have some friends over at the Literacy Club who's going to help us essentially donate books to areas of backers choosing. So, because not every school or organization or library will actually accept unsolicited books. So they will actually solicit for us, and they have this widespread reputation. And we're going to basically say, hey, backer, if you want to donate your 10 copies of your book to someplace in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, then we're going to find a place that really needs those books in that area for you based on the Literacy Club, you know? Because people like stuff, we're offering up a little free library as well, too, which is a handmade bird. Basically, I like to think of it as a birdhouse for books.
Yeah.
That's actually the best way to describe
it.
No, it is. It is. And you have examples on your Kickstarter. And I saw that. And I'm like, how cool would that be to just like build one of those? And, you know, whether in front of your house or in front of the library or something like that. And just like, here, come take a
yeah.
book.
Give a book, take a book. And it's going to be like a cute little tavern, you know. So we have a master builder who's going to literally build us a tiny tavern. And you can have it for the easy low price of a grand, and we'll stock it up with books, you know.
It is a master builder, though. He has like 50 in carpentry.
Right. It's insane.
Good.
At least.
Good. That's good.
And these things normally go for, you know, $600 to $700 in on their own. So we're going to not only fill it up with books, but then, you know, basically give you a custom piece of hardwood that you can install
yeah.
wherever you want.
Yep.
That's super awesome, and I, you know, I definitely hope that a lot of people take advantage of that if they can. I mean, that's a wonderful feature to be able to give to the community.
Right. It is about sharing it with the community is really what it comes down to, you know, because you're not going to put a little free library for your own selfish wonders.
I know. I'm just going to put this in my book room and keep it for myself.
I mean, you could, but... You know, you get more out of it if you
that's,
share.
That's right. We're about sharing because sharing is caring, people. That's what you should be teaching your kids, right?
It's true. Yep. Not only, and it's, I'd like to imagine that whoever decides to get this is not only going to like read it with their kids, but then they're going to take copies of the book and they're going to encourage them. Hey, go put it into the library outside. You know.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's fun. I mean, this is a different project, I think, than I think what both and Caleb are, and I are used to. But it's something that we're vehemently passionate about, you know.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, sharing the experience of role playing with as many different ages as possible, and getting them, you know, trying to figure that one little point of entry for getting into just into role playing games is really important to us.
And it's so weird because there is actually role playing games out there that are catered for kids, like, you know, Little Wizards, No Thank You,
yeah.
Evil, like there's a lot of actual things out there for kids, but not a lot of things to like encourage kids to play. Like, there's not a lot of material out there that says, hey, this thing that your parents play is fun and here's why, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I really like the book because it's definitely something I would want to give to my kids and to read to them, you know, be like, not only does it, you know, encourage to play an awesome, you know, game in the future with your family or friends, but it like we talked about, it encourages just their creativeness and their imagination. Be like, it's okay, look at how much fun it is to think that, you know, dragons are real or something like that. And I am a big supporter of anything that, you know, encourages our kids to, rather than to, you know, dig their head into an electronic, which, you know, I'm not totally against either because I'm a big geek in that
sure.
aspect. But, you know, it's important to also...
Variety is the spice of life.
Precisely.
Exactly.
And not only that, if you're under the age of 12, this will just sort of like whet their appetite until they're ready to take that, you know, that final plunge and the rite of passage
exactly.
and become a dice-wielding, you know, gaming geek.
Right.
Oh, and that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, my oldest son, when he's 12, I just want to bring him into the fold and just like, let's do this.
Dim the lights.
And it's kind of fun.
Order
because his cousin is older than he is, and he right now his dad, my brother, they don't play D&D, but what they do now is they go to a weekly LARPing group.
Wow, okay.
That's super hardcore.
Yeah, that's really hardcore.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, no, it's super fun because I was a part of the same organization when I lived close to them, but and so to be able
what
to
do
just
they run?
Like, it's their own personal system that they
is it
created.
Just,
oh my gosh.
It's like a high fantasy system then.
Yeah, it's okay. a fantasy.
Please say Vampire the Masquerade.
Setting.
No, that's totally mod.
Did,
yeah, you know.
We did that too, though. We've done some vampire LARPing as well. But
So here's an idea. How would you like a little preview of the next four letters inside of the children's book?
I would love that.
Okay, yeah. So we have A through D up on the site. And you're like, exclusive? Yeah, I'll take it. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So we have A through D on the actual website, but I'll give you a little thing for E through H. So E is for enchantment. Do you want jump, light, or blessed? F is for friendships, the ones we make while on our quest. G is for game master. R's is fair, just, and true. And H is for heroes, especially ones like you. You know,
I love it.
Yeah,
it's so good. And it's funny you mentioned Game Master and just light and true, and I'm just like, oh, I wonder what a Game Master like that feels like.
Which Game Master are you talking about?
I know, right? It's just
the real hard part is trying to figure out how to draw one because I've never seen one.
Ooh, I know. you're always the Game Master, huh?
Exactly. I'm always I just look in the mirror. Basically, it's totally easy.
Yeah, so that I mean, this is a fantastic project, guys, and I want everyone to go back this and be a supporter of this. It's truly a wonderful thing, and being a father and being a geek, I could totally get behind this, and I know other fatherly geeks out there are going to love this as well. So
right, and if you don't have kids and you just want to jump on the adult coloring book train. Got one for
yeah.
you. So
and then, well, and even if you're just a big into RPGs, I mean, the book is still fun to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
It's for your future posterity. So that's right. Just keep it on hand.
Yeah.
So Caleb, Ivan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that having a Kickstarter can be kind of crazy at times, especially doing everything that you need to do for that. So I appreciate you taking time out of your, you know, work schedule and your family schedule to come on the show and chat with me today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure, and Ivan's as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're just thank you for the invite, and thanks for letting other people know about what's going on.
Absolutely. Please spread the word. Anybody that you can think of that has kids, is a kid, or knows somebody with kids, please spread the word about the ABCs of RPGs.
Yeah,
definitely.
We even unlocked right now. We have enough retweets that Caleb is doing a free bookmark for backers now. So if you can get out there and do some Facebook shares and Tumblr shares, we can get
more bookmarks.
Yeah,
more free stuff for backers. It'll be fantastic.
And we love free stuff, right? People love free stuff.
People
so
love free
get
stuff.
Get involved with that. So once again, congratulations on the campaign and everything, and good luck, guys, with everything else you do.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Barry.
Yep. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He did our intro and outro. He's Dan, the board game man. And you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.